This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Chebi Saba is a San Francisco-based DJ and producer who was born in Constantine, Algeria. He has his fourth CD out now. It's called La Kahena, and it takes him back to North Africa. Here's producer Derek Rath with more.
The music of the Maghreb is intoxicating. An unsuspecting Brian Jones, founding member of the Rolling Stones, was introduced to the music in Morocco in the early 60s, and the churning rhythms and chants caused him to hallucinate, a not uncommon experience, as the music has definite transcendental intent. Algerian-born Chebi Saba returned to the area to make La Kahena, an album that explores the links between the music and the historical influences on the Maghreb over many hundreds of years. He tells a tale of mysticism and magic, matriarchs and marauders.
The intent was really to gather, you know, as it says in French on the album, les voix du Maghreb, so the voices of the Maghreb, and, you know, trying to make the connection with all the different, you know, people and cultural mixing of, you know, the Tuaregs, the Berbers, the Jews, the Arabs, and bringing back into the West and adding this somewhat modern element.
The Maghreb covers an area between Mauritania to the west and Libya to the east, with Morocco, Tunisia and Algeria in between. And here lies a complex and fascinating story of how centuries of war and trade created a society rich in cultural diversity and a population of myriad ethnicities and faiths. Chebi Saba knows the story well.
You have the Berber people, which are the original inhabitants of the Maghreb. Then you have monotheism coming in with Jews as refugees. A few more invasions, and then the last one being the Arab-Muslim, basically Arabization of the Maghreb.
The Vandals, the Greeks, and the Turks also left their mark, and trade routes coming up from sub-Saharan Africa had a major part in formulating the sound of the region.
There is a saying in North Africa that Algeria has the melody and Morocco has the rhythm.
The legend of La Kahena, which provides the title for Chebi Saba's album, lies at the heart of these cultural unions and conflicts. La Kahena was a 7th century warrior queen of the Berbers and led a huge army that repelled a Muslim invasion. Sensing a second Muslim attack, La Kahena ordered the destruction of her homeland cities and orchards to diminish the land's value to the Muslims. The move backfired, and she lost the support of many of her people. Legend has it that she was captured and beheaded by the Arabs, and that her sons later embraced Islam, paving the way for the Muslim presence in the region today. La Kahena herself was reputed to be of Jewish descent. The mixture of faiths, as well as the subtle interplay of accommodation and resistance, makes La Kahena's story relevant today, particularly for the region's women.
I choose La Kahena as a, you know, symbolic, I think, posture in history of woman, because the misconception also is that women in the Arab world are less than wherever else.
The album was recorded mostly in a home studio deep in the Medina of Marrakesh, Morocco. Nearly all the vocals are sung by women. One featured group, Benet Marrakech, is famous for preserving fast-disappearing traditions and began singing long before it was socially acceptable.
Traditionally, you know, within Arab and Muslim culture, a woman that sings is not someone you would want to marry, because you don't want your wife to be, performing and singing and all that, traditionally. However, all that is changing.
Singer Khadija Othmani represents another musical element of the Maghreb on this album, the sub-Saharan Tindé traditions, as heard on Alka Ila Dafour, which means peace is found behind wounds. Coming from the east, Michal Cohen sings a Yemenite song titled Imnilalu, or If the Door is Locked, made famous by the late Israeli singer Ofra Haza, and like all the tracks, is augmented by Chebi Saba's magic hand in the studio. In the Maghreb, hundreds of years of warfare have failed to unite and reconcile a population that sometimes sees itself as occupied. Chebi Saba hopes that music can do the trick instead.
By now, I feel everybody's had a chance to invade or be invaded, so I might as well do something different that is not invade or being invaded. It's got to be something else.
For NPR News, this is Derek Rath in Los Angeles.